There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Florence, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi,
Dr. Joy. I'm so happy to get to you today. I just heard the commercial for graduate, graduate, graduate. Well, this has to do with my grandson. He got a scholarship to go to Rutgers this year.
Okay.
And what happened was he goofed off. And he lied to his mother, and he lied to me. And I said, "How are you making out in school?" I said, he says, "You know I'm smart."
No, wait. So he went. He's already at Rutgers. Is this his
Not
first
now.
Year at Rutgers?
He was for a half a year.
Okay.
He goofed off, and he failed, or he didn't attend classes. He was playing around with his friends during the day.
Yeah.
They were picking him up.
Yeah.
And I said I would like to talk to him yesterday, and they said, "You can't talk to him." So I said, have him go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
I don't think he needs to go to a psychologist or psychiatrist. I think he probably needs to drop out of school for a semester and work someplace and pay rent, and then he'll decide, wow, minimum wage kind of sucks, so maybe I need to go back to school and learn to do something so I make more than minimum wage.
I don't know whether he's on drugs or anything like that.
Well, Florence, don't go off the deep end on me here. Is it abnormal? Is it unusual for kids their first time away from home to run amok? No. And if you talk to any college counselor, it's the attrition rate, especially the first semester for kids, is they're not used to studying on their own. They're not used to having that kind of freedom. And so quite often they have a hard time. So I think the answer is not punishment, and the answer is not psychiatry. I mean, there's no particular reason to think that there's anything running amok here. He just thought, woo, no curfews, no one's going to check my homework, woo, I'm smart, I can get away with this. And it's a very common phenomenon with freshmen. But I think the answer is, presumably he's out of school at this moment,
yes.
So he gets himself a job, and he's not allowed to sit around doing Game Boy and watching reruns on television.
That's what he's been doing.
Well, then his parents are making a mistake. But that's not about him. That's about his parents.
Okay.
Did most of his friends not go to college? Is that the part of the deal?
I don't think these friends are going to school, college at all, because they have trucks to pick him up. He lives at home with his parents.
Well, but Florence, if you're going to talk to anybody, the person you should talk to is your son or daughter, whomever the parent is there.
They won't talk to me about this. They don't want to talk to me.
Well, but Florence, then I think what you have to do is back off. And I think one of the possibilities is taking your grandson out for a walk and not saying, okay, random drug testing, you know, go and give me a sample here, because that's not going to work. But say to him, listen, it sounds to me that you had a really great time your first semester at college, but maybe having a great time and studying are mutually exclusive. At some point, if you want to go back to school, cool, I'm certainly supportive of it. But his parents are making a mistake. They're letting him stay at home and sort of learning bum 101. And he should get a job, and he should figure out the real world. I mean, college may not be for him, and it may not be for him right now. But that doesn't mean that there's anything major wrong here. It just means he's a kind of immature kid who responded in fairly predictable ways to having that kind of freedom. But I think his parents have indulged him, and that's a mistake. But as you point out, they're really not going to listen to you. So you get to be grandmother, and when he comes around, say to him, listen, sounds like you had a really great time. Maybe this is a time to kind of figure out other goals for yourself and go back to school at some point where it'll be more meaningful. But I don't think there's any reason to go off the deep end about it. William, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Good morning, doctor. Pleasure to talk to you. Listen to you for years.
Good. William, what's on your mind today?
Okay. I'm 75. My wife passed away 2 months ago, and I've been all year talking to other people about waiting after their breakup, their divorce, whatever, for a year before dating. I thought, golly, I haven't got that many good years left. And so maybe there's some way that you would talk me through what I should...
All right. Let me say two things to you. First of all of the things I ever say, that is the most unpopular. And in all the years I've been saying it, I've made one exception of a guy who was 23 years older than you were. He was 98, and he called and said the same thing. He said, my wife died. Do I have to wait a year? And I said, no, 6 months. Because, you know, I'm just that kind of wonderful human being. William, the point is not a year of deprivation. The idea is a year. You said you don't have very many good years left. Presumably, this could be one of the years of maybe not necessarily goodness per se, but of revelation, of stability, of inspiration. The idea is not to put you on house arrest for a year to punish you for being left or divorced or your wife having died. It's a year for you to take inventory and to be exactly who you want to be. Because, you know, in any successful or even unsuccessful marriage, there are compromises. That people don't eat crackers in bed, or stop eating anything but turkey bacon, or hang the towel up after the shower, or put the seat down, or wear only blue. I mean, the idea is that in relationships we adjust our behavior to be consistent or comfortable with somebody else. And the idea, William, is that you get to discover who you are in the next 10 months. What you like to do, what you don't like to do, to be able to integrate the experience not only of your life with your wife, but her death, so that you come out at the other end being the most stable human being that you may have ever been. Now, you may be sadder, but presumably you will, in fact, be wiser. And then when you start deciding that you want a mate, then you're not, first of all, necessarily picking somebody who is a replica of your wife, or who reminds you, or is the opposite, or whatever. That you're picking someone that is appealing for you, as opposed to just being reactive to a situation. That you've had a year to strengthen yourself, so you're not feeling like, if I don't find somebody right now, I'm so lonesome, I'm going to die. And so the idea is that you're allowed to hang out with friends. You're even allowed to hang out with people that you think you may have some romantic interest in, but you just have to keep that pretty low key so that you talk with them. And so that if you find somebody that your relationship is based not on need, but on friendship, on self-knowledge, on sort of mutual bringing stuff to the party. So I'm not really trying to make you miserable, and I'm not trying to sort of, you know, truncate your social life. I'm saying that this is a way of making your social life pay better for you. Because what you presumably don't want is a whole lot of relationships that start off beautifully and then end miserably. And each of those endings is going to feel worse and worse, to the extent that I don't want you in 3 years deciding, I'll never find anybody replace my wife, I'll be alone till the day I die. Because I think that, in a lot of ways, would be much sadder than saying, I need to figure out who my wife was, what I loved about the situation, what I didn't love, what I would like to do differently next time. Most importantly, who I, William, am. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, take dancing lessons, work out, you know, get a mohawk, get a tattoo, you know, take a cruise, do whatever you want to do, but do what you want to do, with the idea being, if you can function happily by yourself, you're going to make much better choices when you come to look for a mate.
Okay.
All righty?
I understand. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
You're welcome, William. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a theme. For those of you who listen with regularity to the program, you know that that's kind of a theme of, you know, that we were talking about threes last hour. I want you, I need you, I love you. Well, and two out of three ain't bad. I want you, I mean, sex is fine. I love you, doesn't get any better. I need you, tricky. Because if you need somebody, you're going to be dependent on them, and dependency really doesn't work very well in the long term on a relationship, because the other person feels claustrophobic, and either the relationship sustains you and nurtures you, at which point you're not as needy, so what's the function of the other person? So, I know we love songs that sort of make things very simple, and need is something that we've all felt. You know, we get lonely, or I suppose we get lonely, but be careful. You're going to make much better decisions about relationships if you're not feeling like you need to be with somebody, you just want to be with somebody, or you're perfectly okay by yourself. Speaking of by yourself, Clint Eastwood, I think nobody's going to play in his playpen anymore. He was on Spike TV's Guy Choice Awards a couple days ago. Did you realize that Clint Eastwood is 85? Maybe that we could forgive him a little because of that. Although Caitlin is 65. Imagine making those kind of changes at that point in your life. He was introducing Dwayne and said, that former athletes who become actors like Jim Brown and Caitlin somebody, they're going to cut it out. They said that before it broadcast, they're going to cut it out. Bad Clint, bad. 855-99-37569. Besides, Caitlin and Clint are awfully close. In spelling, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, as I mentioned, the whole idea about the self-driving car, the auto-auto, I love that term, is getting, we're getting, like, stories at least once a week, right? Is Apple going to put out one? Is Google going to put out one? So they did this survey, which is, it's a little unclear about what, how they ask the questions. It turns out that men are more likely than women to want to own one. Well, men own more cars than women. I mean, millennials are far more enthusiastic than older generations, which doesn't make any sense to me. You think that the older a person is, the more the idea of a safe car would appeal to them, where they don't have to worry about their eyes or... I mean, I just think it's a great idea. For women, it turns out that supposedly it's about safety, but it's a little unclear about how they ask the questions. They mentioned, of course, there have been a bunch of stories that said that there have been crashes. And so if the only thing you know about self-driving cars is that they've crashed, then obviously you think, well, why do I want to do that? But it turns out that they have huge number of hours of tests, and the number of crashes are statistically much lower than cars that are driven by we imperfect people. And the selection was 18 to 55. No, 18 and older, sorry. 55% of women, 37% of men said they were worried about self-driving car safety. Well, that's what all the stories have been about. Neither have full confidence in the vehicles. Well, neither do the manufacturers at this moment. They're saying that they think we're talking about a couple of years. I think it's really exciting, don't you? I mean, they said that only 6% of people would put a child alone in a driverless car. Well, who'd put a kid alone in a house, let alone a car? I mean, that's
put
a stupid
kid alone
question.
Anywhere.
Yeah, please. It turns out safety is one of the manufacturer's major selling points. But because all the stories have been about the crashes, then I think that it's just a matter of, again, you know, perception being really shaped by the media. And the media stories have been crashes, even though statistically they're much less than, as I said, than regular highway driving. It turns out State Farm is embracing it, and they've actually funded a study. Digitally connected and automated vehicles will result in a dramatic improvement in crash avoidance and traffic behavior, in addition to a reduction in energy consumption. They'll change the face of insurance. They're talking about, here's an interesting way of doing it. They're talking about trip-based insurance, calculating all sorts of risk factors, including the weather, the time of day, number of passengers in the car, how hard the driver brakes, and other factors. Pump your brakes, folks, I keep telling you. It can benefit some drivers and not others. It's like usage-based insurance on steroids. If you're a driver who brakes hard, drives a lot, and drives at night, you should not be on user-based insurance. They had a survey conducted last year. 86% of 2,000 licensed drivers would likely consider buying a driverless car if it meant cheaper insurance as a result of improved safety. So in the insurance industry's mind, the two are related. I'm not sure they are in the public yet. There's something called a Nerd Wallet survey. Have you ever heard of a Nerd Wallet survey? I assume it has
never
to do...
Never heard of that, no.
Me neither, with money and the internet, but who knows. 35% said they liked the idea that self-driving cars would lead to lower insurance costs. Among the dislikes were concern that the vehicles would be too expensive. Well, nobody knows how much they're going to cost yet. Men and women are basically about equally divided, and they're basically two-thirds of people worry about the cost. Unsafe, which drops down 37% of men, 55% of women. Take the fun out of driving, surprisingly not at all, 44% of men, 23% of women. Well, if you want to have fun driving, go to Bond Run School, I guess. Here's more people were concerned about collecting too much data about your driving habits than were concerned about safety, which is interesting. Among people over 60, 44% said they could not think of anything appealing about driverless cars. I can. It'll get all those 60-year-olds off the roads. While only 26% of people 18 to 24 said the same. Oh, no, I think they're a great idea. But that's because, first of all, I don't own a car right now. And second of all, when I do own a car, that fast drivers on bad roads just make me crazy. Daimler Trucks, as I said, rolled out a self-driving big rig in Nevada. It's being tested. Google last week said another of the company's self-driving cars was involved in a crash, the 12th in 6 years. Well, that's two crashes a year. It depends how many miles they drive. We don't claim that the cars are going to be perfect. Our goal is to beat human drivers. The company launched a new website Friday about its self-driving cars. There you go. Would you do a self-driving car?
Yeah, probably.
I would too. Yeah. Yeah, I think they'd be great. I'd love to try them. And in other news that having nothing to do with anything, Queen Elizabeth knights Prince Henry at Buckingham Palace. Just what he needed.
Oh.
Aren't you pleased?
Yeah. Thrilled.
Yeah, there we go. And a woman was hit by a bat at a Red Sox game and still in serious condition.
Oh, jeez.
We don't think of that as being a dangerous sport. Apparently, it's... I remember Tony Conigliera,
If you're in the stands and you're not paying attention to those foul balls and...
Yeah. Well, she got hit by a bat.
Yeah, and that happens, too. A batter will swing and that bat will slip right out of his hands and go right into the stands, and if you're not ready for it...
Well, in hockey, pucks are going like 90-some miles an hour. Actually, I have a ball from a Mets game that came up, and I just ducked. First of all, I ducked because I just did not get hit. Second of all, even if you try and catch it, there's usually some guy with a mitt who's going to climb all over you to get that ball. So I've just decided, I actually had the ball. The people I was with that I'd taken as my guest, he got the ball and he gave it to me, so that was good. All right, so we thought we'd ask people about, first of all, we were talking about parallel parking. The advantage of an auto car is you wouldn't have to parallel park. But we had one did the person who think that parallel parking should be part of the driving test, were they for it or against it?
They said they were for it. They said, let me see if I think they had said they live in Windsor, Ontario, which is one of your listeners, one of your listening areas.
Yes, CKLW.
And
hi.
They said it is. It is actually part of the driving test there. So.
Well, it is in a lot of places. What they're talking about doing it is taking it off the test. And the question is that it has really nothing to do with driving, which I would disagree with. I think if you can't parallel park, what are you going to do, just abandon the car?
Right.
It's like I actually bought a car once. This is not my finest moment. But it was a cute little sports car. It was a Daimler, which is from Daimler-Benz, but it was their sports car that was fiberglass and had an overhead V8. And weighed less than a VW. That car would move. But it had no reverse. Because someone had torn... English steel is known as butter. So I had to have the transmission rebuilt because I thought, well, I don't need reverse. I'll just go straight ahead. It turns out you do need reverse. For, among other things, parallel parking. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we sort of anticipated, I guess, the survey that was done today, which I think we should get huge credit for, and asking people what their most dangerous car experience was. Because when we're the issue about auto cars, about self-driving cars, seems to be something that, ready or not, here it comes, and we'll be here, I would say, by 2020 at latest, and probably, certainly, potentially sooner than that. And they'll probably do it in limited places and limited ways, but we'll see. And the problem is, I don't know how you do it partially. That's going to be the question of how do you do partially self-driving and partially traditional. And that would seem to me to be the challenge, because you don't want to be the only one who's on the road with a car that you can't control. Although presumably all of them will have overrides, but. All right, so your dangerous driving experience, was yours on the snow?
I had a couple winter-related well, quite a few winter-related accidents.
Do you have one that's the stands out as the most noteworthy?
The one, well, you remember the one I had in February where I
I
spun out on
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, that went over a ice patch and spun out on and was sitting out in the ditch for about 45 minutes before.
Oh, I didn't realize you were. You were said to be immobilized for that long.
Yeah, I mean my car was totaled.
Yeah,
and
but you got a new car.
I did, yes.
There you go, yeah.
And, but yeah, I mean, it was a scary experience. I had another experience where I slid on some ice and totaled a vehicle and collided with the side of a bus. That was not fun.
So we really should refer to you as Crash. Well, you and my mom, I'll get you little helmets with little sequins on it, little decals. That'd be good. Manny the Crasher.
Put some extra
destroyer.
Put some extra padding inside of my cars too.
Exactly. Did your airbags deploy?
No, in neither case it deployed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of scary.
Well, I think that the last one, the most recent one, it was more so damage in the back that it was like my rear axle ended up being like broken, and that's how the car was being totaled. So it wasn't. The collision, and I didn't have any like collision with anything, like, you know, nothing that was rock solid. When I spun out, I collided with some bushes that were kind of in this ditch on the side of the highway, and that's kind of what messed the vehicle up. But
thankfully, both times
I wasn't injured. That's the most important thing. Yeah.
Well, but no airbag deployment, that's kind of a little bit alarming, because it sounds like both of them were pretty major kind of collisions.
Well, the last one wasn't really so much a collision. It was, you know, I slid on the ice patch and then spun out into the ditch, and I guess, you know, because I was going so fast, the momentum, you know, was carrying me for so far along that ditch along the side of the freeway. So
that sort of slowed you down.
Yeah, it
before you actually stopped.
Yeah. So.
Well, my scariest thing was probably the single scariest thing that ever happened to me was when I was a kid. I was in high school. I just got my license. I was 16, and my parents were out of town, and I was driving my brothers and sisters down to meet my grandparents. And I had the left turn arrow, I had the green arrow, and was crossing Colorado Boulevard, and a kid in a stolen car ran the light and smacked into me and kept going. And none of us were hurt. But if you're a 16-year-old driver, everybody assumes it's your fault, and it clearly was not. There were a lot of witnesses, and somebody who's in a stolen car and keeps going tends to offset their sense of righteousness. But that was pretty scary. I had a car that broke down on me at 3 o'clock in the morning at a test range in Massachusetts. I was supposed to go out and on the Army base and to test something, and the car broke down. It was a brand new car, so that was alarming, but not dangerous. It was just kind of, I mean, to be in the middle of nowhere, and we didn't have cell phones then, so you just kind of stuck until somebody comes along to find you. But the car accident was, and my parents, when we were in North Dakota. In the Badlands, and somebody there's essentially no traffic there, and somebody came out of nowhere and ran the median strip and hit the station wagon, and I think there were all six of us in the car and my parents, and nobody was hurt. But car accidents are really scary because you have no control, and in both cases nobody was hurt. But the idea, I mean, no, cars are heavy. I mean, a light car weighs a ton, and most of the station wagon was certainly heavy. Now, I'm trying to remember the car that hit us, and I was not old enough to really pay much attention except to think, well, this isn't too cool. And I was in, I think I was in a Metropolitan, which are very light cars, and luckily nobody was hurt. And people weren't wearing seatbelts then either. But all right, so let's hear about dangerous. And again, the one with my parents wasn't their fault, and the one when I was hit by a hit and run driver wasn't my fault. So I've never been in an accident that was my fault. Those are the only two accidents that I was a passenger in one situation and I was a driver in the other, but I've never been in a collision that was... Those are the only two times. All right, so let's hear what other people's dangerous driving experiences were, which seems to me to fit in well with the topic of cars that are less likely to be to crash.
Robert says, I've had several, but the first one that comes to my mind was the very first accident that I had. I was 17 and was coming home from getting some gas and picking up some milk and cigarettes for my grandmother. This was 1975. I was driving a Chrysler Cordoba, and I was going through an intersection.
Corinthian leather.
I was going through an intersection that the cross street had stop signs. A young lady in a Camaro hit my front fender of my car, bounced off, and hit the back fender. It moved my car about 7 feet to the left. Apparently, she never stopped for the stop sign. A split second more into the intersection, I wouldn't have been here to type this.
Wow. Well, I'm glad. It does remind me. I was with a friend in her car. We were in Massachusetts, and it was snowing. And we went, and I saw this car come backward out of a parking lot. And I said to my friend, "Stop!" At which point she sped up, and the car hit us. And then I said, "Speed up!" And she stopped, and so it hit us again. So somehow the communication wasn't coming through. And so the insurance company charged it for two deductibles because it was hit twice, which I think she appealed. But and the problem is I was laughing so hard, neither of us were hurt. What had happened was an elderly person had done something which you're never supposed to do, which is to turn on the car to heat it up because it was cold, and loaded her groceries in. But she had the car in, she thought, I guess, it was in park and it was in reverse. And so when she slammed the trunk, the car just moved itself and came, because it was, and hit us. And then because of the momentum of hitting it, and the same as yours, Manny, that it turned the car around, so it hit us again.
Yeah, that's what happened when that previous accident I was telling you about, when I slid on the ice and collided with the bus. That's what happened. The front of my car kind of grazed, because the bus was crossing, and it grazed the front of my car, spun me around, and then made contact with the back, too. So.
Momentum is a strange and wonderful force.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're glad the responder's kind of response is, that's exactly what happened in the accident, is you either think, geez Louise, if I'd only taken another street, or if I'd only got up a little earlier, or if I'd just a little bit later, those choices, either you would have completely avoided it, or you would have gotten killed. So
yeah.
I think it's always that notion of only, if just done something a little differently.
Well, and that's with my thing in February, I was fortunate that there was nobody else on the road when I hit that patch of ice. Otherwise, I probably, if there had been like a semi, like an 18-wheeler or something in the next lane over from me, I surely would have collided with him, and I probably would have been in a hospital.
Yep.
So.
No, I hear. I hear.
Yeah, it's a scary deal.
There are. Well, which is why I think that driverless cars make a lot more sense. If nothing else, they're probably not going to be speeding.
Right.
All right, keep going.
Sushma says, I was about to take a left turn, then suddenly a car passes from the left side. I was saved by a second. Thank God I was just going home.
See, it's exactly that kind of thing of, 1 second more, 1 second less. It's amazing how much the human mind does that. Speaking of human minds, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about cars and driving, and given the fact that many people, especially women, are concerned about safety with self-driving cars, which are just around the corner, I think. So look both ways before you cross. So we're talking about the most dangerous car experience you've had, and some of them are truly hair-raising, it sounds like. All right, so let's talk about and it would sound like all of them, the stories that people have told, would be eliminated by self-driving cars so far. All right, so let's
that way, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they said 93% of fatal accidents, and as opposed to fender benders, and I think that the cars that have been involved in car accidents have been mostly fender benders. I'll see if I can Google it while you're telling me about more dangerous stories.
All right. Eric says, as a teen, a friend with a muscle car raced into a small town. They were not able to negotiate a turn and went through a bank wall, killing all three.
Wow.
I was a passenger of his 1 week earlier, and he showed off by racing down a highway. As a teenager, you don't think the consequences will happen to you. That certainly changed my perspective.
Well, good. I mean, it sounds like a terrible situation.
Wow.
But, I think all of us have had those, you know, I did this a week before, a week after, and I don't know about you, but I sort of tried to put those out of my mind because I figured it's difficult enough to deal with things that actually happened. Dealing with things that might have happened, you're just going to make yourself a lot more anxious than you have to. All right. What else we got here?
Just a couple more here. Amy says, anytime I get in the car with my 19-year-old son, I feel like it's the most dangerous ride ever. I just can't get used to seeing him behind the wheel of a real car.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, the insurance companies absolutely agree with you that the teenage drivers are really very dangerous. And it's not only that, as one of the callers pointed out, that that they take risks, but they just don't have enough experience. So there you go. When Google's self-driving cars are in accidents, humans are to blame. The autonomous vehicles have been in a dozen crashes, but haven't caused any of them. So we call the Google cars crash as well.
Human error.
Yeah, yeah. There were fender benders. There was a human behind the wheel. It tallies every accident since it began testing its 32 vehicles on the roads in 2009. It sounds like it could be a massive data set, considering the tens of thousands of accidents that happen on American highways every year. In the 6 years of our project, we've been involved in 12 minor accidents during more than 1.8 million miles of autonomous and manual driving combined. Not once was a self-driving car the cause of the accidents. Not once. In the case of the fender bender 4 summers ago, a Google employee, yep, a human was to blame. He'd borrowed the car to run a quick errand and ended up rear-ending another car. He's probably fired. He's now on an unemployment. He was not using the vehicle to test our autonomous technology, and the car sustained some damage. So what ended up probably being a pretty bad day for that Google employee, imagine telling your boss you crashed a driverless car, turns out to be a tidy example of the key difference between human drivers and algorithmic ones. Namely, robots are much better drivers than humans. The other accidents involving its self-driving cars reiterate that point. Its cars were rear-ended 8 times, merged into once. One of our responders said merging was the problem, and struck from the side once. One other collision that didn't cause any damage involved a non-Google car's mirror grazing the side of a sensor of an automated Lexus. One of Google's cars was again rear-ended last week. So that's a pretty impressive record. Essentially, they caused no accidents.
Right.
They're going to put out a monthly report, part of a drumbeat of recent information, which we've heard from the tech giant about what it has learned in its experiments with self-driving cars. It shared imagery, for example, that shows how self-driving cars see ambulances as distinct from other kinds of traffic. Our car was stopped at a stoplight. Our light had turned green, but we detected an ambulance approaching from the right, the purple rectangle with two little red and white symbols on top, so we remained stopped as it passed through the intersection. The director of Google's self-driving program wrote an essay. Not only are we developing a good understanding of minor accident rates on suburban streets, we've also identified patterns of driver behavior, lane drifting, red light running, that are leading indicators of significant collisions. These behaviors don't ever show up in official statistics, but they create a dangerous situation for everyone around them. Well, that's valuable. So, I mean, to know, because I live down in an area where I have to cross a highway. And there's a light, and cars are always running, not the yellow, but the red lights. And somebody was actually killed a couple of years ago. I mean, we call it the Avenue of Death, Avenue de Mort. Many accidents happen in intersections. Drivers make dangerous decisions when they're turning, including often going the wrong way down a street or doing something crazy to make a turn at the last minute. How about changing lanes? And above all, lots of people aren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Our safety drivers routinely see people weaving in and out of their lanes. We spotted people reading books and even one playing a trumpet. Okay, no trumpet drive,
wow.
No trumpet playing, and no drums either.
Good grief.
All right, so there we go. They're saying distracted driving kills thousands of people every year. The computer mind driving Google's cars is far more focused on the road. It's cautious to the point of being jittery. Google's self-driving prototypes, those cute little bubble-like vehicles that look like something out of the Nintendo universe, will leave the test track and practice driving around Mountain View. The new prototypes have lots of experience to draw on. In fact, it's the equivalent of about 75 years of typical American adult driving experience. They're logging 10,000 weekly miles of autonomous drive time on public streets. That's almost two round trips between the Golden Gate Bridge and the U.S. Capitol every week. Getting these cars out into public and allow people to react to them, allowing them to see them out there, I think that's a huge deal. It's the necessary step in getting them to drive themselves. I would definitely do it.
Yeah.
I would definitely try it. So there you go. All righty. So when we're talking about safety, and so you need to look beyond what the headline is, which is 12 accidents, but none of which they caused, all of which somebody else did. They crashed into them.
Human error.
Which is a pretty interesting phenomenon, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all righty. Are we done with our dangerous driving, or is there one more?
We've got one more here from Jennifer.
All right, lay it on me.
And she says, there have been so many. However, the worst was when we were stopped waiting for a green arrow for a left turn, and someone came barreling through and sideswiped our car.
Yep.
And sideswiped our car and the car on the right. Our car had to be totaled. However, we came out alive. Praise the Lord. Scary stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm really on board with it. So if they need anybody to practice driving, I do it. I would even do it on New York streets, which is crazy. There you go. All righty. So let us know when a driverless car is coming to your neighborhood. They're probably going to try mostly in California because that's where Google's located. Although there's a Google office here. There was actually a Google office in my building, and on Fridays everybody was really cheerful because they had beer on Fridays at Google. There are people who want to change careers just for Fridays. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? We've got another hour to go. Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.